第一部分，听短对话，回答问题。你将听到五组对话，每组对话听一遍。听对话前，你有20秒钟的时间阅读所有小题。听完每组对话后，你还有5秒钟的时间选出你认为最合适的备选答案。在听到嘟的提示音后，进入下一小题。
1. What did you do yesterday?
We had a yard sale, but there were few people because of the rain.
Question, what did the man do yesterday? Two, the bus is always late.
Yes, I have waited for 30 minutes. If it doesn't come in another 10 minutes, I'll have to take a taxi.
Question, how long has the man waited for the bus?
Three, I have bought lunch so we can eat in the park.
That's great. It'll be more fun.
Question, where are they going to eat their lunch? Four, was Linda a taxi driver before 2010?
Yes, but she has been a singer since 2010.
Question, what does the woman mean? Five, have you set the table?
Not yet. Tim just came over to chat with me.
You'd better hurry. Our guests are arriving soon.
Question, what are the speakers doing?
第二部分，听长对话，回答问题。你将听到一段对话，对话听两遍。听对话前，你有20秒钟的时间阅读所有小题。听完对话后，每小题你还有5秒钟的时间选出你认为最合适的备选答案。在听到嘟的提示音后，进入下一小题。
Excuse me, may I ask you a few questions?
Sure, how can I help you?
I'm a reporter with CRI and I'm interviewing foreigners about life in Beijing. How long have you been in Beijing?
I've lived here for 3 years.
And what did you do here in your first year?
I was a student. I studied Chinese at Peking University.
Ah, that's great. And how about the last 2 years?
For the past 2 years, I've been a teacher.
Really? What do you teach?
I'm a chemistry teacher. My students are Chinese. They are preparing to study abroad, and they are clever and hardworking.
So you teach chemistry in English?
Yes, that's right. It's a good job, and I've really come to enjoy my life in Beijing.
Excuse me, may I ask you a few questions?
Sure, how can I help you?
I'm a reporter with CRI and I'm interviewing foreigners about life in Beijing. How long have you been in Beijing?
I've lived here for 3 years.
And what did you do here in your first year?
I was a student. I studied Chinese at Peking University.
Ah, that's great. And how about the last 2 years?
For the past 2 years, I've been a teacher.
Really? What do you teach?
I'm a chemistry teacher. My students are Chinese. They are preparing to study abroad, and they are clever and hardworking.
So you teach chemistry in English?
Yes, that's right. It's a good job, and I've really come to enjoy my life in Beijing.
Questions 1. What are the two speakers?
Two. How long has the woman lived in Beijing?
Three. What did the woman do in her first year?
Four. What does the woman think of her Chinese students?
Five. What can we know from the passage?
第三部分，听短文，回答问题。你将听到一篇短文，短文听两遍。听短文前，你有20秒钟的时间阅读所有小题。听完短文后，每小题你还有5秒钟的时间选出你认为最合适的备选答案。在听到"嘟"的提示音后，进入下一小题。
Nowadays, there are many people going from villages or small towns to big cities to realise their dreams. But there are also people doing the opposite. Janet Lincoln moved to New York 5 years ago. Here's what she said. I used to live in a small town called Bertrand. I worked in a supermarket. At the age of 21, I got a chance and moved to New York. I love it. I live in an apartment. Although I have a few good friends, there are a lot of fun things to do in the big city. Tina Henson has the opposite experiences. She, her husband, and their two children moved from New York to a small town, Broomfield, 3 years ago. Here's what Tina said. My family has been in this town for 3 years. The air here is so fresh. We can go to the farm to do things we like. We can feed chickens, plant apples, and go fishing near the river. Although we don't make as much money as we used to, we all feel happy and relaxing. Nowadays, there are many people going from villages or small towns to big cities to realise their dreams. But there are also people doing the opposite. Janet Lincoln moved to New York 5 years ago. Here's what she said. I used to live in a small town called Bertrand. I worked in a supermarket. At the age of 21, I got a chance and moved to New York. I love it. I live in an apartment. Although I have a few good friends, there are a lot of fun things to do in the big city. Tina Henson has the opposite experiences. She, her husband, and their two children moved from New York to a small town, Broomfield, 3 years ago. Here's what Tina said. My family has been in this town for 3 years. The air here is so fresh. We can go to the farm to do things we like. We can feed chickens, plant apples, and go fishing near the river. Although we don't make as much money as we used to, we all feel happy and relaxing.
Questions 1. Where did Janet work before moving to New York?
2. When did Janet move to New York?
3. How long has Tina been in the small town?
4. What can Tina do on the farm?
5. What can we know from the passage?